Hello, and welcome to another AppleVis podcast.
Hello, AppleVis, it's Calvin back again with another series of podcasts about Swift Playgrounds. In the previous podcast, I gave an overview of Swift Playgrounds and solved some puzzles. In this podcast, I'll talk about commands and solve more puzzles, just like the previous lesson. Before I start, it is very important to understand that writing code is giving a computer or a device the ability to perform a task, while command is a specific action for the computer to perform. A sequence is the order in which the commands are given. For example, let's pretend that I'm a device and you are the coder. You give me instructions for a task and I'm supposed to perform. In Playgrounds, all of the needed commands are given, but you'll have to place them in the right order. Later on, you'll learn how to combine them into functions. Now I'm going to go ahead and launch the app from my iPad Pro. Open Playgrounds.
Locations, button.
I'll scroll to learn to code one.
New playground, button, my playgrounds, headed, help, button, select, button, learn to code one.
Okay.
Swift 4.2, button.
Double tap.
Selected. Learn to code one.
Now I will swipe to our table of contents.
Playground documents, button, table of contents, button, learn to code one, heading.
We started with issuing commands in our previous podcast. Today I'll be showing you how to add a new command.
Current page. Adding a new command.
This is our current page. I'll double tap.
Playground documents. Button.
As you know already, in the right side of the screen is the world grid and puzzle area. In the left side of the screen is our code area. I'll tap in the world grid.
The world is 5 columns by 4 rows. Byte at height 0 facing north on column 4, row 0. The goal is, gem at height 1 on column 2, row 2. To repeat this description, tap outside of the world grid. Actions available.
The instructions are clear and actions are available. I'll swipe down.
Character locations.
Character locations. Let's see where is our character byte. I'll double tap.
Byte at height 0 facing north on column 4, row 0.
As you heard, byte is at column 4, row 0. Next is our goal location. I'll swipe down.
Goal locations. Gem at height 1 on column 2, row 2.
The gem is in our second row, second column. Our next action is...
Character description.
Character description. Double tap.
Byte. Byte is orange, with two arms and two legs, and a small green periscope-like head, in the middle of which is an eye. Byte carries a yellow waist pack.
Okay, so this is the description of our character. Now let's look at the instructions. It is located at the top left.
Instructions. This puzzle is just like the last one, but this time Byte needs to turn left to reach the gem. You can use the commands from the previous puzzle as well as a new command. Turn left, left paren, right paren. Period.
This is our new command, turn left.
1. Plan the commands you need to make Byte move to the gem and collect it. 2. Enter your commands in the code area. 3. Run your code. Tap to enter code. Text field.
As you heard, our first step is to plan the commands to make Byte move to the gem. Our second step is to enter the right commands in the code area. In addition to our previous command, move forward, we will have to use a new command, turn left. After entering our combination commands, we will have to run our code. Now I'll be writing my first command, move forward, and then I'll run my code.
Code. Empty line. Insertion point at end. Move forward left paren right paren. Code completion.
Double tap.
Move forward left paren right paren. Run my code. Button.
Byte walked up
Stop.
To height 1
button.
Column 4, row 1.
The level is incomplete. Byte looks sad. Tap the hint button for more details.
Byte looks sad. I'll move forward one step and run my code.
Move forward left paren right paren. Code completion. Move forward left paren right paren.
Now I'll swipe to run my code.
Redo. Undo.
Undo.
Hint. Button.
We don't need the hint for now.
Run my code. Button.
Run my code. Let's see.
Run my code.
Byte walked up to height 1
Stop.
Column 4,
button.
Row 1. Byte walked to column 4, row 2.
The level is incomplete. Byte looks sad. Tap the hint button for more details.
Now Byte is at the 4th column, 2nd row. The gem is at the 2nd column. So we will have to turn left now. Of course, turn left is given, so all you have to do is double tap on turn left and then run your code. I'm going to do that now.
Turn left, left paren, right paren. Code completion. Turn left, left paren, right paren.
I will run my code.
Run my code. Button. Run my code.
Byte walked up
Stop.
To height 1
Button.
Column 4, row 1. Byte walked to column 4, row 2. Byte turned left, now facing west.
The level is incomplete. Byte looks sad.
Our next command is to move forward.
Move forward left paren right paren. Code completion.
Double tap.
Move forward left paren right paren. Undo. Hint. Button.
I don't want the hint for now, so...
Run my code.
I'll run my code and see.
Run my code.
Byte walked up to height 1, column 4, row 1. Byte walked to column 4, row 2. Byte turned left, now facing west. Byte walked to column 3, row 2.
The level is incomplete. Byte looks sad. Tap the hint button for more details.
Now I'll move one step forward and then collect the gem. I'll double tap and move forward.
Move forward left paren right paren. Move forward left paren right paren.
And our last command is...
Collect gem left paren right paren.
Collect
code
gem.
Completion.
Double tap.
Collect gem left paren right paren.
I'll swipe left.
Redo. Undo. Hint. Button. Run my code.
Okay, I'll
button.
Run my code.
Run my code.
Byte walked up to height 1, column 4, row 1. Byte walked to column 4, row 2. Byte turned left, now facing west. Byte walked to column 3, row 2. Byte
stop.
Walked to column
button.
2, row 2. Byte collected gem at column 2, row 2.
High fives, we were able to collect the gem.
Great job. Heading. You've written a more complex code, and you've learned that the order of the commands is important. Including a command for each step is important too. If you accidentally leave one out, Byte won't be able to finish the task. Next page. Link. Dismiss message. Button.
Excellent, so we were able to finish this task. Actually, I wanted to make things clear as much as possible. Therefore, it is very important to understand and know your character and goal locations. Sometimes you'll have to be very patient and you'll have to try as much as possible. Now to our next page.
Next page. Button.
Double tap.
Next playground documents. Button.
The title of this page is toggling a switch, so we will have to learn how to toggle a switch on or off. Let's look at the world grid.
The world is 7 columns by 6 rows. Byte at height 2 facing west on column 2, row 5. The goals are, gem at height 1 on column 0, row 4. Closed switch at height 2 on column 2, row 3.
We have a closed switch here.
To repeat this description, tap outside of the world grid. Actions available.
Our new command in this lesson is toggle switch. Let's see, where is our character location?
Character locations.
I'll double tap.
Byte at height 2 facing west on column 2, row 5.
We are facing west. So, our goal location?
Goal locations.
Swipe down.
Gem at height 1 on column 0, row 4. Closed switch at height 2 on column 2, row 3.
Our goal count is in the top left. Next to that is our instructions.
Goal count.
Let's see.
0 out of 1 gem collected, 0 out of 1 switch opened. Goal, collect the gem, then toggle the switch. So far, you've learned how to make Byte move around and collect a gem.
So we will have to collect the gem and then toggle the switch.
New command. Toggle switch left paren right paren.
This is our new command.
Period. Switches. A switch might be toggled open or closed.
What is a switch?
Closed switches are off and awaiting activation. Open switches are on and show a light inner core. 1. Enter the commands to move Byte to the gem, then collect it. 2. Continue entering commands to move Byte to the switch, then toggle it. 3. Run your code. Tap to enter code. Text field.
As we've done before, we will have to enter our commands and then move to the gem. After that, we will have to move Byte to the switch and then toggle it. Byte is facing west on column 2, row 5. Our gem is on row 4, column 0. Now I'll look for the start marker.
Start marker at height 2 facing west. Byte at height 2 facing west. Double tap
this
to switch characters.
This is the fifth
characters.
Row. Now,
column 2, row
I'll
5.
Drag left.
Stairs, leading to height 2, from column 0.
It
column
is leading
1,
to height
5.
2, so we will be going down.
Swipe up or down to select a custom action.
Now,
then double tap to activate.
I'll drag down.
Is unreachable. Column 1,
drag left.
4. Gem at height 1, column 0.
This is the
row
gem.
4.
I'll drag down.
Closed switch at height 2, column 2, row 3.
The closed switch is at the second column, third row. We don't have to panic, so I'll write my first combination command. I'll tap in the code area.
Code. Tap to enter code. Text field.
Double tap.
Insertion point at end.
Now we have our existing codes and a new code, which is toggle switch. Now I'll enter my first combination command and move forward twice.
Move forward left paren right paren. Code complete. Move forward left paren right paren. Move forward left paren right paren.
And then run my code.
Run my code. Button. Run my
Let's
code.
See.
Byte walked to
stop.
Column 1,
button.
Row 5. Byte walked down to height 1, column 0, row 5.
We walked
5.
Down.
The level is incomplete.
Now I will turn left.
Tap the hint button for more details.
We don't need the
run
hint.
Run my code. Button.
Our next command is...
Turn left left paren right paren.
Turn left.
Code complete. Turn left left paren right paren.
After turning left, I'll move forward.
Move forward left paren right paren. Code. Move forward left paren right paren.
I will run my code.
Run my code. Button. Run my code. Loading.
Byte walk to
stop.
Column 1,
button.
Row 5. Byte walk down to height 1, column 0, row 5. Byte turned left, now facing south. Byte walked to column 0, row 4.
The level is incomplete. Byte looks sad.
I am currently in row 4, column 0. I'll enter my next command, which is collect gem. Here is our next command.
Collect gem left paren right paren. Code completion.
Double tap.
Collect gem left paren right paren.
I will run my code.
Run my code. Button. Run my code.
Byte walked to column 1,
button.
Row 5. Byte walked down to height 1, column 0, row 5. Byte turned left, now facing south. Byte walked to column 0, row 4. Byte collected gem at column 0, row 4.
The level is incomplete. Byte looks sad. Tap the hint button for more details.
We collected the gem. For this demonstration, I'll double tap on hint and show you how to toggle the switch.
Hint. Button. Hint. After you've collected the gem, move Byte to the switch, the tile at the top of the second stairway. Then use toggle switch left paren right paren to toggle it open.
As you heard, after collecting the gem, we will have to move Byte to the switch and then enter our last command, which is toggle switch. I think I'll stop here for now. This concludes today's demonstration about adding commands and toggling switch on Swift Playgrounds. Hope you've enjoyed this podcast. For more questions about Swift Playgrounds, please feel free to write to us on the AppleVis forums. Thanks for listening.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at AppleVis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the AppleVis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the AppleVis team.